War on Terror. Our correspondent in Islamabad now reports on that.
These security checkpoints at the heart of capital Islamabad are a grim reminder of this fact, that Pakistan is paying a heavy price in the US so-called war on terror.
We understand.
Since the country joined the US alliance in the so-called war on terror after 9/11 in 2001, Pakistan has paid both human and financial cost. The latest figures released by the government in its economic survey say during last 10 years the direct and indirect cost of war on terror incurred by Pakistan amounted to $68 billion. Interestingly, the United States during this period has provided just $18 billion to Pakistan, while in 2010 alone the financial losses were recorded at close to $19 billion.
Our security situation is obviously creating a negative impact on the economy, and we have to deal with our perception issues. We have to deal with the impact on our investment activity. We have to deal with our budgetary diversion for dealing with these kind of issues.
The government acknowledges that the war not only caused serious damage to the economy, but also to the social fabric of Pakistan. According to the survey, over 35,000 Pakistani citizens were killed due to the war. This figure does not include the number of innocent civilians being killed in the US drone strikes in the country's tribal belt. According to the Conflict Monitoring Center, an Islamabad-based think tank, so far over 2,000 Pakistanis were killed in the CIA drone campaign. Analysts say continuity of the country's alliance with the US will continue to bleed the economy and society of Pakistan.
Nobody is taking into consideration the losses, the human cost, the human misery that this war has inflicted on us. So there is a clear case. Even the parliament is asking the government to revisit the policy. And after we hear about the cost of the war, I think there is a very urgent need to review the whole policy.
Islamabad's alliance with the US is unpopular in Pakistan to the extent that the parliament has now been calling for the review of this cooperation. And analysts believe the latest figures on the cost of war will put more pressure on the government to disassociate itself from the US.
While Pakistan receives billions of dollars in aid from the United States to pursue its so-called global campaign against terrorism, experts say the cost of war is too huge to be recovered anytime soon. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
In Turkey, police have clashed with several hundred protesters in central Istanbul. Security forces fired water cannons and used pepper spray to disperse the crowd. The chaos went on for an hour, causing heavy traffic. Police arrested at least three protesters, while one officer was hurt in the clashes. The demonstrators protested the death of a retired teacher at an opposition rally in the Black Sea town of Hopa. The protester reportedly died of heart failure during a melee. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was holding an election meeting in the town when the retired teacher died. The incident has added to tensions ahead of the country's June 12th parliamentary vote. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan has survived a no-confidence vote that could have forced him to resign or call general elections. Press TV's Michael Penn now reports.
Japan's national leader has survived the cloud of uncertainty that hangs over his government. Prime Minister Naoto Kan faced not only the wrath of conservatives, but also serious discontent among ruling party lawmakers who question his leadership skills and commitment to party unity. A no-confidence measure introduced by several opposition parties threatened to topple the prime minister after only a year in power. Yoshimasa Hayashi, an opposition lawmaker who once served as Japan's Minister of Defense, told Press TV why he thinks Kan should be forced to resign.
One thing he lacks is the trust, so he cannot make the trust relationship even with his ministers.
But is now the right time to change the national leader?
Finally, we decided that maybe the cost of having Kan staying in the prime ministership is much more than the benefit that we could acquire from not changing the prime ministers.
Members of the general public are not so sure.
It would be one thing if we could see who the next leader would be, but since there is no clear candidate, we might as well stick with Khan a little bit longer.
Shortly before the crucial vote was held, the ruling party reached a backroom compromise that allowed the prime minister to survive the no-confidence vote by a margin of 293 to 152. However, the price of Khan's victory was his promise that he would step down in the relatively near future. I want the younger generation to take over my duties after I fulfill the role I should play in handling the disaster, he said. Speculation has already flourished about the time frame for the prime minister's resignation, and that issue is likely to be contested in the weeks ahead. So while the Khan administration has been weakened even further, a little time remains on their political clock. Michael Penn, Press TV, Tokyo.
Well, hackers claim they have stolen personal information about more than 1 million SonyPictures.com customers. The Japanese electronics giant has recently become the target of repeated hacker attacks. A hacker group has claimed responsibility for the latest cyber attack on Sony. The Lulz Security says it broke into the website's servers and stole the personal information of more than 1 million Sony customers. The group claims the information includes unencrypted passwords, names, addresses, as well as birth dates. Back in April, hackers managed to steal data about more than 77 million Sony PlayStation Network users. That attack forced the electronics giant to shut down its PlayStation Network and other services for close to a month. Well, the U.S. is experiencing the death toll from tornadoes this year to be the highest since the 1930s. Officials say it is the fifth worst year on record in U.S. history. The death toll this year now stands at 523, and the tornado season is far from over. In Missouri, one of the worst-hit states, nearly 140 people have been killed. Four more storm victims there have died in hospital. Meanwhile, at least four other people have been killed by rare twisters in the northeastern state of Massachusetts. A state of emergency has been declared there as thousands of people are without power and many homes have been destroyed. More than 1,000 twisters have ravaged the U.S. this year. Well, that's all for this edition of the World News here on Press TV. Thanks a lot.